ultimately, a state like Montana has incredible opportunity in energy, all sorts of energy. And we talk about our traditional fuels, and we need to have responsible development of those. But we've also got incredible opportunity in renewables. And I just think when you talk about potential job creation in the state of Montana, depending what the president's plan comes out with down the road, and that's what we've got to monitor. We've got to make sure it's going to be something that works. But I think we can have both. I think we can have both diminish some of the effects that are happening with a changing climate, and we can have job creation and more energy security as we go forward. So, you know, the devil's always in the details, Sally. But the bottom line is, I wish the Congress would have taken this issue up. I think it would have been entirely appropriate for Congress to have a good debate on the floor, but we're incapable of doing that at this point in time. And so the president putting forth some options as it deals with extreme floods and droughts and wildfires, definitely an issue that we need to be talking about and looking for solutions.
One of the devilish details is the president's intention to put the first ever federal limits on carbon dioxide emissions from existing power plants, which the coal industry says likely prohibits any new coal-fired plants being built, and that could impact Montana's coal plants. What do you think of that?
Well, we've got to make sure that whatever comes down does two things. Not only make sure that our air and water is as clean as it can be, because there's a lot of jobs associated with our outdoor industry and hunting and fishing and that, and there's a lot of jobs affiliated with agriculture that climate has an impact on. But we also need to have affordable energy. I've said many times that as we move forth in this century, the country that has energy that's affordable is going to have a tremendous advantage. Now, we have seen tremendous advances made in the Bakken, and we've seen advances made in renewable energy, too. When these proposals come down from the EPA, it's going to be very important for all of us in Congress to take a look at the proposals, to make sure that they don't put a death nail in the economy, to make sure that they really do promote business and promote jobs in the state, and to make sure that they actually do something to help move us away from floods and wildfires and all those kind of things. So once again, you know, as this all unfolds, as folks that serve in the Senate and the House, we need to continue to monitor to make sure that this is going to work and actually do what it's supposed to do. If we shut every coal plant down in the country today, if we just shut the ones down in Montana, our energy prices would go through the roof and it wouldn't be practical. We don't have other options right now. So that's why I also hope the president puts some serious money into research and development so it gives us options. I tell folks, you know, when I get up in the morning and fill my tractor up with fuel, you know, it's a couple hundred gallons of diesel fuel, and I don't have any options. I really don't. I mean, there's some advanced biofuels out there, but we haven't done the research on them to make them, to be able to commercialize them so that I can use them. That research needs to be done so that we have options out there that will not only allow us to have affordable fuels, whether it's coal-fired plants or whether it's wind energy or whatever it might be, or biofuels, and still be able to drive our economy, but yet be able to have an affordable energy source.
Senator, I want to read a statistic that the White House put out about carbon emissions in Montana. And according to the White House, they say, quote, in 2011, power plants and major industrial facilities in Montana emitted nearly 22 million metric tons of carbon pollution. That's equal to the yearly pollution from more than 4.5 million cars. The argument would be that that is a kind of carbon pollution that needs to be stemmed.
Well, you've got to look at who we are and where we are. We are an energy-producing state that exports a lot of electricity, and much of that energy is produced with coal because we have one of the biggest coal reserves in the country. My point is that we need to burn coal as clean as we possibly can. I mean, there's a lot of good work that's being done with sequestration. There's a lot of good work that's being done with technology. And by the way, as we deal with this stuff, it all creates jobs and it all helps move our economy forward. So, you know, Montana's a coal-producing state. Of course we're going to emit a lot of carbon based a state that doesn't have that natural resource, that doesn't have those power plants. But keep in mind that we export a fair amount of that via electricity lines to other states. I'm not disagreeing that we don't emit that kind of CO2. I'm not disagreeing that we probably couldn't do better in reducing the CO2 that's put out. But just to make that statement and say, look, you've only got 1 million people and look at all the pollution you're emitting, isn't really a fair statement of what's actually going on.
But you would perhaps be in favor of some limits on those carbon emissions, because that's the president's proposal.
Yeah, I think the proposal that comes out of the EPA and from the executive branch, it's going to be, I don't have to tell you. I mean, as a farmer, I've seen the impacts of climate change, so that's not debatable. But how those proposals come out and how they're implemented, making sure there's technology out there to be able to meet the proposals that are going to come out of the EPA is going to be critically important as we go on. I'm a firm believer that we need to address the issue of our changing climate. By the same token, we need to insert common sense as we move forward so it doesn't take away from our economy, so we can continue to create jobs. We've got such a special state because of our outdoor, because of our agriculture being the number one industry, and all these things are impacted by a changing climate, by clean air, clean water, all those kind of things. So we just need to be smart about it and move forward. And I will tell you this, Sally, and it's why I'm disappointed that Congress can't do this. I think that if we work together and work for common sense proposals, we can have the best of both worlds. We can have jobs, we can have an economy that's vibrant, we can have affordable energy, and we can have a clean environment.
The president also this week said the Keystone Pipeline should only be approved if it doesn't worsen carbon pollution. And there's debate about what that means in terms of whether he thinks the pipeline should go forward or not. You do think it means that the pipeline can be built?
I do think it means that the pipeline can be built. I think that there's assumptions made by some agencies that if that pipeline isn't built, that oil isn't going to find its way to market, and it will, and it may be by a much, maybe by rail, maybe by truck, which would be far less efficient than a pipeline. There's also some folks that feel that if that crude doesn't make it down to the refineries, the refineries are going to quit refining crude, and that's incorrect because the crude is going to continue to come from countries that don't like us very much in the Middle East. So I don't think that statement has a major impact on whether the pipeline should be built or not, and I felt that the pipeline should be built. Why? Because I'd rather do business with Canada than some of the folks we're doing business with from the Middle East, number one. And number two, until we get options to be able to get us off of fuel, petroleum fuel, until we get the options to do that, it would be hypocritical for me to say, when I use diesel and gas in my farming operation, to say, well, it can't be done. It can be done. This can be done, and we need to do it. We need to work, put research and development dollars in, so we can make the transition away. But we're not even close to that at this point in time.
There are those opponents of the pipeline and others who say, look, we're never going to do what we need to do in terms of the renewable energy that you're talking about, that every time we build a new project, a new pipeline and so on, we're just fostering our dependence, that we will never wean ourselves unless we say, okay, this project will not go forward.
That's a fair point, and I understand where they're coming from. The problem is that I think we've got to be smarter, and maybe we can't. I mean, but I think we can. I think we've got to be smarter and do it in a way that's measured, in a way that we can make the transition instead of just saying, well, we're going to go cold turkey on this, and we're going to find some other energy source. If we don't find that other energy source, then that can have some pretty devastating effects on our economy and jobs.
Senator, you wrote a column this spring for USA Today where you talked about your concerns about climate change. And in that column, you said, quote, the argument isn't whether the world is changing, it's how to respond.
That is exactly correct, Sally. And I think that is a big part of this debate. And I think that the quicker that we understand that we need to respond in a measured, common sense way, that helps create jobs, helps move our economy forward, helps keep energy affordable, is critically important. I had some folks in here yesterday in my office here from ARS, and they were talking about, because of the dramatic changes in weather, how we're seeing more diseases that impact agriculture, funguses and those kind of things that we've never seen before in our history and since we've been out here. And that is just another sign to me that says, look, we're going to continue to have more and more and more problems that we can't even see yet, but they're on the horizon. And if we don't address this problem now, if we continue to wait, the problem isn't going to go away. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. So, as the EPA comes out with its regulations, we're going to be working working to try to make sure that those regulations work for a state like Montana, which is a rural state, depends on agriculture. And by the way, food security is important for every state in the union, just not Montana. But it needs to be addressed now, not later. And we need to do it with common sense proposals.
Well, I've been speaking with Senator John Tester. We've been discussing climate change. Senator, thank you so much.
Sally, thank you.